Harper Bliss, author of Lesbian Fiction, and I'm her Mrs. Thank you for listening to our podcast where we try to talk about our journey in writing and publishing.
But we usually get sidetracked by television or our cat.
Meow.
Welcome to Harper Bliss and her Mrs. Hello everyone, this is episode 6 of the relaunched
Harper Bliss
and her Mrs.
We're recording this on Sunday, May 6, 2018.
A Sunday again.
Well, yes, same old story.
Yes, we were going to record this yesterday, but yes, alcohol happened.
My sister came into town.
Yes, we discovered a new beer.
Yes.
Anyway,
so here we are.
All recovered on Sunday.
Yes. So it's so nice to wake up on a Sunday morning, and you know, if you had a hangover the day before, and then the next morning you don't have a hangover.
Yes, that is quite nice.
Every morning should be like that.
So, how was our week?
Yeah, it was a pretty good week.
Quite busy.
Yeah.
So, the big news for you is?
I'm nominated for a Goldie.
Awesome.
I know. I mean, you know, rumor has it, it's very difficult to be nominated for a Goldie because, you know, if you're not a Bold Strokes Bella or Ilva author or Bywater or, you know, any of the other ones that have been around a while.
Yes, if you look at the list of nominees, there's a lot of B's, publishing houses that start with B.
But, I think they need to. Also, I'm nominated in the erotica category, which is, I don't think it's a highly competitive category.
Yeah, there were only, I think there were only 11 submissions for that category.
So I think they need someone.
But, I mean, you're one of 3 finalists, or 4 finalists, I can't remember. Anyway,
3.
That's quite good. That's an achievement.
Oh, no, our cat just jumped on the table.
You could see it, you probably see a tail.
She's going to drink my water.
Come on, get off.
Come on, Dolly.
Get up.
Sorry.
Yes, sorry about that. For those on YouTube, you will have caught a glimpse of our cat. For those listening on the podcast, yes, I hope she did not knock over the mic. Anyway, so Goldie nomination.
Yes.
And what else happened this week? Well, can I say my highlight?
Yes, of course.
So,
this is about me.
So in the last podcast, I mentioned that I was going to have to play a match during the interclub tournament, a golf match, and I was a bit nervous about that. So it turns out I had to play 3 matches, but the first one on Saturday I played and I won. Amazingly, I mean, the team didn't win that day, but we did. That was like the third round robin game. Anyway, we made it to the semi-final, which was the next day. And my point was important for that, to make it to the semi-final. And then in the semi-final, I played again. I lost my match, but the team won. So we made it to the final.
Yeah.
And that was on Tuesday. And so we played the final to be, you know, to determine which team was the best female team in Belgium. And unfortunately, we lost, but that was not unexpected because the other team have won for the last 4 or 5 years or something. And they're, you know, way, way stronger than we are. But still, we are the second best women's team in Belgium.
Congratulations.
So that was my highlight of the week because it was really, really fun. And I have to give a shout out to one of my teammates, Camille, who apparently started watching us on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And thank you for the beer after the dinner on Tuesday. But I did have a massive hangover the next day. So, yeah, I think that beer did it. But anyway, thanks for the beer, Camille. So that was it for me.
Yeah. So on the flip side, because I was a golf widow again, so much golf widow. I'm so happy you're home this weekend, to be honest. So I studied Amazon ads. So if you're on Amazon, you should be able to see ads for some of my books. If you know, I shouldn't say this because don't click them because then I have to pay.
Well, you can click them, but then buy them. Don't just click them to have a look.
So I worked all weekend, right? And then, you know, as these things go, I've felt it so much during the week that I was working all weekend. Plus, I was learning something new, so my brain was hurting. So I actually took quite a bit of time off during the week. Oh, the cat is being so naughty.
Now she's on the kitchen counter.
She just wants her attention.
Yes.
She's not allowed on a kitchen counter. But anyway, so we've been writing our co-written book,
yes.
Not as much as last week, because, you know, when you have to play golf and you have a hangover, it doesn't go that well.
But it has been progressing steadily.
Yes. Yeah. We're still pretty much on schedule.
Yes.
So are you still enjoying doing it?
I am. I just wrote, a bit this morning.
Okay.
So, yeah, I had to catch up because I'd only written half a chapter on Friday. So, but yeah, it's going well. I'm enjoying it.
And you've also been busy with something else.
Well, I finished the cover for the Royal Romance.
Which now has a title. Well, it's had a title for a while, but we are now revealing it.
Yes, and it's called Once Upon a Princess.
Is it a Royal Romance?
It might be.
That was what I had to be beeped out a couple of podcasts ago when I said Claire and I have been working on our Royal Romance.
Yes.
Because we weren't saying it then yet. But now we are. We are announcing, the theme, well, it's not the theme, but, you know.
And
the convenient topical event that we are hitching our wagon to.
Yes, so it'll come out a week after the actual royal wedding between Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yes.
So, yes, so if you are feeling down because there is no more royal romance to be excited about, well, you know.
Or because obviously our princess is a lesbian.
Yes.
Which is so much more fun.
It is indeed. So, yeah, so we revealed the cover.
Yeah, the cover is really nice. But obviously, I'm no longer on social media, so I was not able to post it.
I posted it.
That stung a little bit, I have to say. That was a bit hard, because usually that's what I would post on social media. But, yeah, no, you posted. I mean, you made it.
Yes. So I posted it in your Facebook group, and I'll post it, you know, in other places as well in a while. But yeah, so that was exciting.
Yes.
Also, what we did this week, we were interviewed.
We were guests on a podcast.
Yes. And I think the podcast was, what's it called again?
I don't know.
Begin Self-Publishing. Tim Lewis.
This guy we met at the London Book Fair is very nice.
So he interviewed us on Wednesday, and I think the podcast is going out, I think he said the 18th of May, around then. I mean, we'll talk about it on this podcast, obviously, once it's out. But yeah, so that was fun.
He wanted to know all about lesbian fiction.
Yes, I hope we were...
We represented.
Yes, I hope no lesbian fiction authors will be mad at what we said. I don't know. I can't remember if we said anything inappropriate.
I think we talked about covers still being below standard.
Yes.
Because they are.
Yes.
No matter what everyone said, but let's not do
this
again.
You can listen to the podcast when it's out.
But your cover for Once Upon a Princess will set a new standard.
Well, let's not exaggerate, but it is. I like it. I'm happy with it.
It took a few tries.
It took a few tries. But
it's like first draft, you know. I mean,
there was a first and a second and a third and a fourth, but now with it,
you get there in the end. But it takes some time and some effort.
So what else?
Well, I sent my first bi-weekly newsletter, you know, because this is supposed to replace my presence on social media, because I'm still not on social media. I'm never going back. I wrote a long blog post about it, and I got quite a bit of reaction. But, you know, because this was what I also did is I posted on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I posted like a goodbye message. And this proved my point of wanting to be off so much because I posted this message. I wanted to go back on and check if there were any reactions. And it's exactly that tension that I don't want in my life anymore.
Yes, because on the day that you posted, I remember we were out in the evening, I think, and you said, oh, now I want to go on Facebook to see how many people have liked or how many people have commented.
Yeah, but I proved my point to myself so much.
Yes. So you're off now. I mean, your profile is still up there, but I'm guessing you're going to close that down soon.
Yeah, I think maybe I'll leave it on for a bit. Yeah. I don't know. I'll see.
The author page will still be on there because I co-manage that, and we'll probably post some updates on there. And the readers group is still on there, and I posted in there that I will be putting up some occasional updates. So if you're part of the Harper Bliss readers group, you know, you'll still get some information there. But it won't be from Harper herself. It'll be from me.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you don't decide to go off social media.
Yes, well, we'll see about that.
There's not a lot of chance in that.
Well, not straight away, anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, let's carry on.
Yes, we have to give a shout out to our gay.
Yes, our friend.
He is basically our gaggle of gay.
And
because there's only one, so it's not a gaggle. But,
yes. So it's his nickname is the... Bank Tiger. So thank you for listening.
He's Bank listening Tiger. To learn about, you know, all the things we can't talk about when we're face to face, like scissoring. Says I've learned so much scissoring.
It's also good for his English, so you know.
He speaks many languages, yes. like the most language Belgians. Of love. I'm sure he speaks that as well.
Anyway, hello, Bank Tiger.
Yes, so.
Anything else this week?
Well, yeah, I mean, something I've been struggling with, because we've lived in Hong Kong, in Asia, for 7 years. And, I mean, there is, like, it gets dark a little bit later in summer, but never later than, I would say, if I remember correctly, 7:30.
Yeah, no, because it's closer to the equator. The, you know, the nights are never very long, or I mean, there's not that much variation between seasons.
No, and I used to think it was so annoying that it got light dark so early, but actually, I kind of liked it because I like to go to bed early, which is something that I've discovered while I was in Asia. Because, you know, you want to make there, you really want to make the most of the light. Then you have to get up early and, you know, go to bed early. But here in summer, it's crazy. I go to bed and it's still light outside.
Yes, and then it gets light much earlier in the morning as well.
It really messes with my, you know, my rhythm.
So we've been trying to go to bed later, and you know, but of course it gets light in the morning as well. So you do not tend to wake up that much later in the morning.
I know, I don't really know what to do about it. But because we try to, like, you know, sleep 1 hour longer and go to bed an hour later, but it's not as easy as you think it might be. Plus, for me, I do my best writing early in the morning, so
just have to get used to sleeping less. Well, yes, an hour less.
That is not
during the summer.
No, because that's the thing, right? Because a lot of people wake up earlier in summer, you know, to enjoy the weather, but we would be doing the opposite and then waking up earlier in winter.
Yes,
it's so strange.
Yes. Well, maybe we'll get used to it. I mean, it's just because we haven't had these long summer nights in a while.
And it's only May. I mean, by the time it's the 21st of June, it'll be light until, what, 11 p.m.? Well, I can't stay awake until 11 p.m.
Well, we'll work up to that. 5 minutes every day, and then we'll see how that goes.
Well, you just find me snoring in the sofa much more.
Yeah, that's true.
But of course, you know, with it being light longer, I think we watch less television.
Yeah, we'll be out more because it's not actually quite nice to be outside now in the evening.
So, but what we do, we go out much more as well. We go walkings, and we discovered this podcast.
Yes, by a Belgian therapist.
Esther
Perel. She lives in New York, but she's Belgian.
She's a polyglot.
Yes.
And she has a really great accent, actually.
Yeah, it's kind
is
of...
Is that a Belgian accent? Well, is it like my accent?
No, it's not like yours, but it's a mixture, because I think she's probably French-speaking originally, but it's just a mixture of French and Flemish, and also she studied in Israel, so there's like this tints of like Israeli accent in there as well, so it's a bit strange, but it's very entertaining. So in her podcast...
What's it called again, the podcast? Where should we begin?
Yeah, where should we begin?
So what she actually does is, well, I mean, she or her team, they recruited couples who wanted to go into therapy and who would consent to having a therapy session recorded. And now, you know, what you listen to is an actual couple's therapy session.
Yes, so they you know, they take out any personal or identifying characteristics.
And there's even some lesbians on it.
But it's really interesting to be in it. It's like you're listening along to the therapy session, and you can learn so much about yourself.
It's very voyeuristic.
It is, but it's also, there's always something that applies to you as well.
Yeah.
Especially because, I mean, most of them, a lot of them are long-term couples. Yeah. So if you're a long-term couple, there's always something that's going to apply to you. So it's really interesting. And then she has a book out that we've started listening to as well. In
audiobook, because she narrates it herself in her amazing accent.
It's called Mating in Captivity.
It's one of those books that you think, you know, where have you been all my life?
it's very interesting. I mean, I'm only in the introduction, so I haven't listened that far, but you've listened a bit further.
I think really also if you're a romance writer, you know, it kind of, well, I'm thinking some things are going to have to change in romance. This is what she draws upon, is like real life romance, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, you know, romantic fiction, I mean, it is fiction, right? But,
yes.
You know, because just this week I got an email from someone who really, really hated Big Mean 7 because it was about non-monogamy. And, you know, but I try to, you know, broaden the horizons of lesbian romance a little bit in my books. Mm-hmm. But when I listen to Esther, I am very much strengthened in my pursuit of doing so. But I know some people don't appreciate it, but that's fine, you know.
This, you know, you can't please everyone. We know this.
No.
Very well.
No, but anyway.
Yes.
You can listen to the podcast for free. It's just a podcast.
Yeah. So it's, where should we begin? How should we begin? Where should we begin?
Yeah.
Yes. By Esther Perel.
Yeah.
Highly recommend.
Yeah.
So, weekly topic. I think we've been talking for quite a bit already, but yes. I think the weekly topic, again, is yours, so I'm not going to be saying much.
Well, you should bring up a topic then.
Well, then maybe next time it'll be my topic.
Maybe. I hope so.
Let's see. Carry on with your topic.
I'm going to talk about my diary.
Yay.
Yay.
So are you going to read us excerpts from your diary?
No, because that's the point. That's one of the points I want to make about my diary. So I've tried keeping a diary for a long time. I think when we were traveling, I had this little notebook that I wrote in every morning.
Yes.
But once again, I think I'm going to have to mention the O word.
The O word?
Yeah.
Orgasm?
No, Orna Ross, I've actually prepared this. I looked it up. I listened to a podcast, the Creative Pen. I listen to Creative Pen every week. And Orna Ross was a guest. And this is the podcast of 8 January 2018, episode number 357 of the Creative Pen, How to Be Creative in Writing and in Business with Orna Ross. And in this podcast, which I listened to, I remember I was on a train in Japan and I was like, you know, how, you know, podcasts can be sometimes, you know, say, oh, I want to do this. So the idea is to free write. So also, I don't know if I should, now that I'm mentioning Orna Ross, I should highlight a mistake I made in the previous week's podcast.
Maybe, yes.
I said that Orna Ross and the Alliance of Independent Authors, they call what I called in last week's podcast the production model, but actually they don't call it the production model. I mean, it is the same as a production model, but I don't remember the name, but they call it something else. So I would not feel right putting words in Orna Ross's mouth.
No, that's good. I think they call it the single outlet model and then the wide model. And anyway,
yeah, that was my mistake.
Yes.
So
anyway. Doesn't matter.
No,
carry on.
So what I do is after I listen to this podcast, right, I stopped. When I listened to it in January, I stopped keeping a diary, also because we're on the road and it's a bit difficult. But then I started again because Orna Ross gave me some ideas how to do it. So it is like a cornerstone of my morning routine.
Yes.
Well, only on weekdays. I don't write in my diary on the weekend because I do believe that weekends are there to break the routine.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I get up, I feed my cat and I comb her because, you know, my cat needs her morning comb.
She's very hairy.
She's so hairy. I make my coffee and then I sit down to write in my diary. So what I do is free writing. So I'm going to explain. So it's not like free, it's F-R-E-E. So the F stands for fast. The R stands for raw, and the two E's stand for exact and easy. So I may explain this a little bit. Well, I think the fast is pretty self-explanatory. You just write as fast as you can. Also, one of the key things about it is that you set a timer. So you give yourself time pressure. Because you've been giving yourself time pressure while writing your fiction, right?
Yes.
Don't you think it helps?
Yes, it does. I mean, it helps also, I think, keep the focus on the writing, because you know there's going to be a timer coming telling you can take a break now, and you don't have to, you know, you don't get distracted by, oh, I'm going to check this or I'm going to check that. I think it helps with that for me at least.
I think for most people it will. It's like a tiny deadline, right?
Yes, and you know, if you break it,
if you have an actual deadline
and you know, you have 20 minutes to write now, it's easy to switch the rest off for 20 minutes. It's not easy to switch it off if you're just saying, oh, I'm going to write till I'm finished. Then you get distracted more easily.
It's a sprint, basically. Yes. So I started with 10 minutes. I want to work up because Orna recommends 20 minutes. I have to get to 20 minutes. But I now do 12 minutes. And I can go up to 750 words in 12 minutes.
That's a lot.
And I'm a really bad typer. Like I do the two finger typing. So anyway, so write fast. And I mean, the idea behind it is the same as in fiction. you know, you don't get that much time to sit and think, you just write. And raw means that, you know, don't worry about punctuation and spelling and just, you know, let it flow. It doesn't matter. So the first E stands for exact. And this one is a bit difficult at first because, you know, I used to, you know, start my diary by, I don't know, like, you know, oh, today I feel like this. But I have been going much more into detail about, you know, how I'm feeling, which I think is the point. And these are often things that I wouldn't tell anyone, you know. But it feels so good to write them down. And well, I write about work a lot because, you know, my work is my life. And, you know, it was for us as well.
You mean I am not your life?
Well, I mean, but you're part of my life and my work.
Yes, that's true.
So it all flows together. Yeah, I write about my process and, you know, because these things are important to me. But then it also allows me to, because writing does often also equal thinking, I think. And then it's much easier to structure your thinking because you're writing it down. For me, I mean, this is might be very different for many people, but for me, it does help me a lot. And I can just, you know, get everything out.
Mm-hmm. Well, you forgot to mention one sentence in your preparation here, the zoom in on an experience there in the exact. I think that's quite important, isn't it?
Yes. So that, you know,
that you're not speaking about how you're feeling in general, like, oh, today I feel a bit down, blah, blah, blah. But you actually focus on one thing or many things that explain or that kind of help you get behind, get deeper into why you're feeling how you feel.
Yeah, but I think this is also for people who want to keep a diary, and for me in the beginning as well, this is one of the most difficult things because you sit down and you think, what am I going to put in my diary? You know, this is a very common, for people who want the benefits of writing in a diary, say, oh, what am I going to write? Oh, today I feel like this, you know. Oh, that. But it will come to you much more as you sit down every day. And now I don't even have to think about it anymore. You know, I just look forward to it. Like, you know, I drink my coffee and I think, okay. And then I just go in, type, and it makes me feel so good.
That's great. So what's the next E? Because I think we've been talking for a long time already.
The next one is easy. And I would translate it to just, you know, be kind. Because this is your own personal secret diary. Nobody is going to read this. I mean, I do have one concern because I use Google Docs. And I think Google knows more about me than anyone. I think there might actually be a privacy issue there. So I may have to look into it, but for me, I just like using Google Docs because it's accessible anywhere and it's just a blank page. Plus it keeps, you know, an automatic table of contents of the days, which I do like, because what I do is I write the day's entry and then I always reread the previous day's entry. And I always end my entries with be kind to yourself. And then I remember I have to be kind to myself and love myself during the day.
That's important.
The easy also refers to, you know, just go with the flow because, you know, there is no good way. There is no bad way to do this. You just write what comes to mind and it doesn't have to be coherent. You're not explaining anything to anyone who, you know, who is not in your head, because this is often a problem for me when I try to explain something to someone. I want them to understand faster because I cannot put it into words that well. And then they go, come on, why can't you get this? Because, you know, I understand it in my head, but the person listening doesn't. So
yeah, it's easier to write it down usually for you, at least.
But in the beginning also I wrote by hand. But I'm a millennial. I don't write by hand. I mean, because I like to reread. I could never read what I wrote because my handwriting is just—it's impossible.
Worse than a doctor's handwriting.
Yeah, you know, but
they always make jokes about doctors' handwriting being impossible to read. Well, compared to yours, they have perfect handwriting.
I know, but I don't want to blame anyone, but I'm going to. They didn't teach me to hold my pen correctly in school. I mean, they tried. I remember that they tried, but it never stuck. I hold my pen. I hold a pen in the wrong.
Yeah, that's true. Between the wrong fingers.
Yeah, and I can't do it any other way. I was taught wrong because. But anyway,
that doesn't matter. Anyway, her handwriting is completely illegible.
So, what are the benefits of doing this? For me, I mean, because I always do it before writing, it clears my head. You know, I can just, if there's anything I'm worrying about or I'm struggling with, I just leave it in my diary and it clears my head. And I don't do anything. So between ending my entry in my diary and writing, there is no time. I just go from my Google Docs hop straight to Scrivener, and then I start writing. And for me, because, you know, I just, it's like a dump of, a brain dump onto the page. Yeah, I had a bunch of more notes, but I think maybe we should stop.
Yeah, I think we've been going on for quite a bit now. But I think you've covered most of it, you know.
Yeah.
It's, so yeah, you would definitely recommend, you get it. You would recommend writing a diary?
I would recommend it, because I never thought I was a diary person, but now, you know, on a Monday when I haven't written in my diary for two days during the weekend, it's like, oh, and also my Monday entries are always much longer because I have to cover the entire weekend and all my feelings. And I have so many feelings in one weekend.
And you know, lesbians like processing.
Yeah, especially for lesbians, this is awesome because all the processing.
And you can do it on the page and you don't have to annoy anyone with all your processing.
I know. I do it for you also because, you know, then I don't have to like endlessly say things to you. I'll just put it in my diary.
Thank you.
Have you noticed a difference?
Yes, maybe I have.
You're just saying that.
Anyway, I think that should be all for this week.
Yes, okay. Next week it'll be your topic then?
Yes, and just a reminder, if you need to get in touch with us for anything, for topics, for comments, we have an email address because she's no longer on social media, and that's harperblissandhermisses@gmail.com.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Harper Bliss and Her Misses.
You can find all the episodes and show notes at harperblissandhermisses.com.
We also have a favor to ask.
If you could rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to it, that would help other people find us.
Thank you.